Ace KX. Mobile.
Patrick, KN4, VWA.
Ranger.
Just laying low and staying out of trouble.
For you.
As always.
Cut to.
I'm unhappy. And I'll go ahead and use that four-letter word. W-O-R-K.
Good of it won't hurt you.
At some point, though, I'm gonna start turning down the jobs. I've got a job possibly coming up down in Mount Pleasant, and that's probably gonna be about my last big job. It'll total up to about $60,000, and it's just a sweet deal that I can't turn away. So that might just be the last one.
Part-time gig.
So I haven't been able to turn some of these down.
Up new x-ray machines or just working on the ones there?
Up new systems. This one coming up is going to be a vet clinic. And I'll make a satisfying margin on it.
Ain't no point in doing it if you're not going to make money at it.
Thing about this time around, the gig is, I don't have to install it.
And better if you can just middleman it.
It, baby.
Probably not a bad gig.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard to turn them away. Well, listen, I just want to jump in there and say, hey, and are you going to come by on Saturday?
Plan to be there Saturday.
Well, good. You'll get to see my Rube Goldberg setup.
What?
My Rube Goldberg setup.
You have to inform me on what that is.
Okay. People of my generation recognize Rube Goldberg as, if you can put it together with chicken wire instead of proper bolts, then use the chicken wire.
Pretty much what mine's
going to
be, too, then.
Wire, or are you going to throw up a vertical?
Water antenna. I'm going to use it.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you something. There's another one out there called a Trans World, and it's a sort of a similar type deal. And, I've looked at both of them, and I'd really like to see how that one of yours performs. That super antenna? It sits on the ground, don't it?
The tripod. And this will be the first time I've had it out to use it, so we're going to see how it works.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that. Have you tried SWR on it, and how many bands is it?
160 plus 2 meter and 440. And no, I have not. I've not set it up at all. So, I mean, I'll be doing everything from scratch Saturday.
Well, I'm going to look forward to that. If you don't mind, do you mind me looking over your shoulder and kind of checking it out as you go?
I'll be eating. My only concern is I got an 857. I'm trying to decide if I want to bring it or the 706. I don't have an antenna tuner for the 857D.
Okay. If you want to bring your 857D along just to try it out, you can plug it into my truck. I've got my 857D in my truck on an ATOS 120A, and you can try it out that way, you know, just to check the radio out if that's what you're wanting to do. And I'm going to bring my 991A down there, and I'm going to run FT8 on it. So why don't you bring that 706, and that 706, I'm not sure. I think it will run on the ATOS. I'm not sure about that, but hey, we can check out several radios, and if you wanted to, you can run yours in my truck on that 857.
I have to look into that, but Steve, I am making a climb up the mountain, so I'm going to lose a repeater here shortly. So I'm going to say 73s on this one. Good to hear you tonight, and good to talk to you. I hadn't talked to you, and it's been a couple of weeks now, so good to hear you. 73s, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
This weekend, bud, and you be careful going home. Don't catch any microbuses in your treads. 10-4 BWA, I'm clear.